Coming up this week on the Dirt Shed Show, we're going to talk about keeping it simple. We're talking hardtails. Welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show. We've got a full set.
Definitely a full set.
It's me, Martin Ashton.
Me, Richard. Oh, Lord.
What? He didn't say my name. And Blake Sampson.
I was going to say your name.
How did we get that wrong? Amazing. This week, we're actually going to be doing a show that's based off one person's pure excitement for mountain biking.
Yep.
Sparked by a bit of luck that's turned up in his garage. It's this man, Rich Payne.
Yes.
Rich, enlighten us.
Basically, I had a new cross-country bike turn up. And it was a hardtail.
Yeah.
But not any ordinary new hardtail. This is the brand new Alma from Aubert.
Yeah,
it actually looks very sweet.
It is, and I got really hyped to sort of receive it and then do a bit of a dream build, which actually is linked down below. It's very nice. Mm. I was like, I've not ridden a hardtail in ages.
It's so simple. It's so...
It's
pure.
It's like the evolution of simplicity, I called it. Because like the new XC hardtails are weapons, but they're still a hardtail.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of it, and it's kind of like that raw back to sort of basics of a ride in a bike. Mm. Like, it's what we all started on, right? Hardtails.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it still stands, but I always think of hardtails as, like, the original mountain biking idea. I know full suspension was the thing that really stepped it on to another level, and it's where people started getting really excited about, you know, the technology that could be in these bikes. But when I first watched the sport, when I was watching like Tinker Juarez on a climb or something like that, you know, just hardtail XC racer, like Grundig World Cups. Like it's way before the time you're going, I love that. They were the original sponsors.
What's a Grundig?
I didn't really know what Grundig was. A tech company, maybe? But they used to sponsor, like, you know, the World Cup Championship. Mm. So,
That's what I mean. It's kind of like racing World Cup style. Hardtails are just like the original mountain bike. So, when this turned up, I was hyped. And we all know that this guy loves a hardtail.
I love hardtails. Absolutely love them. My Nukeproof Scout, big fan of that bike. May you rest in peace. It's a beautiful thing. But talk about the Cub, the Scout, right? I just bought my little man a Cub Scout. It's a miniature version of the Nukeproof Scout in turmeric colour because I think that a hardtail is the best foundations for mountain biking from the start.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Not being born with a silver spoon, aka a full suspension bike in your mouth, you're going for a hardtail. Or a spoon.
Well, and I just think you learn in a slightly different way on a hardtail, like very basic physics of riding. Whereas once, if you start on a full suspension bike, the kind of physical aspect of your learning is going to be slightly different because the bike performs very differently. But I've always found, I mean, it's been a while since I rode a hardtail, but the thing is, when I rode a mountain bike back in the day, a hardtail was my choice. I just... Because I've came from hardtails through trials.
Did they use hardtails in trucks?
Yeah.
Did they?
Jumping. I did that. Well, yours is a rigid bike, but I had dirt jumping.
I thought they were rigids.
Yeah. We were full rigid, yeah. Oof. Oh, I guess, you'd call a hardtail a hardtail, but a soft front, right? And then
suspension.
You'd call a full rigid. Yes, trials bikes are rigid.
Sorry. But this got me excited. So, you know, I'm very much looking forward to getting out and thrashing it. It's like a direct feel to the ground.
Where are you going to take it first?
Ooh, I don't know. Probably up the local at the Mendips.
Because
you can go for miles on them.
I've got a different take on this. I reckon your bike will look really good.
In his garage.
With curly bars.
Yeah, you can get out the dirt shed.
How did that happen?
Yeah, exactly that.
How did that happen?
No, it's like... Oh, I'm definitely going to get slated. But
rightly so.
I quite like it.
In the comments right now. Blake, what are you talking about?
Is this not GCN?
Hey, I've just had a really good idea. This would be brilliant. Your bike, right, you do a ride on it.
Yeah.
And you have the full hardtail experience. And then you put some curvy bars on it and do a gravel ride. Because it would kind of work, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm not giving him my bike.
Yeah. No, but wait, the curly bars, you've got to make them. Because that would be one straight pipe and then you've got to do all the bending.
Not going anywhere near my bike. No.
I'm putting that on my ideas list because that is ridiculous.
To make curly bars. That would be because you'd have to do all sorts of bends. Round bends. Round bends.
Done.
I mean, who doesn't want to see Blake out on Rich's Alma with some curly bars?
Stop it.
Done.
Let us know what you think in the comments down below. And also let us know what you think of hardtails in general. Are they great? But anyway, should we crack on with the show?
Yes, let's get to the news with Tom.
What's up, everyone? We will open today with some news from Fox. The new Speedframe has landed with quite an impact, or not, as the case may be, as both the RS and Pro models have claimed the number 1 and 2 spot in the Virginia Tech 5-star helmet ratings. The new range features adjustable visors, a variety of MIPS, integrated sunglasses storage, and an increase in ventilation over the previous model. The Pro model gains FIDLOK buckles and BOA head adjustments. And further to that, the RS model, which is new this year, features MIPS Integra Split, essentially two different density foam cores separated by a low friction layer, which allows for further rotation. And this is the one that's topped those safety ratings. Not the cheapest, but you do only get one brain, £224.99 for the RS, £164 for the Pro, and £104.99 for the basic model. Discovery will close Eurosport for viewers in the UK and Ireland and consolidate all of its sports coverage to TNT Sports, which is a £31 per month subscription. TNT is available as a package add-on in several places, and if you're a fan of multiple sports or all of the cycling, this package could make a lot of sense for you. However, if you're a fan of just the DH, 10 races split across 6 months will cost you £186 to view, or £18.60 per race, which is a tough pill to swallow in comparison to the pricing of previous years. I doubt any of the organisers woke up to this news and thought, sick, exactly what we wanted, but we are where we are and costs are going up. Lots of folks who already have the package will benefit from mountain biking being added. Teams should leverage the platform for more sponsorship money, higher wages, and winnings for the riders. And hopefully it spurs growth in a new mountain bike audience, even if it is proving unpopular with what was the previous core audience, or at least a vocal of them are on the forums. Whilst we're on World Cup news, Mondraker announced they're adding Veronica Widman and Greg Williamson to the team, two riders who I think are thoroughly underrated, and I'm stoked that they've got themselves a home for the year. Mondraker have also launched the Factory XC team with Mona Mittawalner, Sebastian Finney, Nadia Kolodani, Tamara Wiedman, and Alex Garcia. Brooke McDonald has joined RE Bikes and will be riding one this weekend at Hardline Tasmania. After 3 years on the Riggs, Conor Fearon 2 is off of Forbidden Bikes. Continental Atherton extends their contract with Charlie Hatton, who will be joined by Elise Empey, Luke Wayman, and George Madley. And Benny's been teasing us already. To me, this looks like an unreleased Scott Gambler with a hidden shock. What do you think? Last bits for you now. Cotic have announced that every Jet, Flare Max, and Rocket Max will be painted to order, with 18 color options, either a gloss or matte finish, and your choice of color on the graphics too. Saracen are making moves in the UK scene, signing free rider Lucy Downs and skills coach Dan Bateson. Also teasing this cool shot, looks like a rider in Hellfire gloves. Could it be Adam Brayton? And Hayes Group, who retail Hayes Brakes, Pro Taper, Reynolds, Sun, and Manitou, have launched a direct-to-consumer platform for Europe, allowing riders to purchase directly from its new European e-commerce website, available in multiple languages. All right, that's my time this week. Let's see what Toff's got in store for the sickest thing.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be his new two-part documentary series from Sleeper Co and Adidas 510 called Racer. The two documentaries are over half an hour long each and star Amaury Perrion and Miriam Nicole, aka Pom Pom. Both legends have such inspirational and amazing comeback stories from their career-threatening injuries, fighting through their individual mental and physical wars back to the top step on the podium. As expected, there's sick riding clips and the production quality is second to none. But what I think is really cool about this is you could definitely show it to like a complete non-mountain biker and they'd be stuck at the edge of their seat, so stressing with the highs and the lows of both stories. And they both just show such pure passion for racing. It's definitely worth checking these out. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Hacks and bodges, hacks and bodges, hacks and bodges.
Loved it. They were doing it. I heard them then. Brilliant. Fantastic. Right. First actual Hack and Bodge is from Zach Recker, and he says, secured a cam with cable ties. Oh, I see what he's done. Look.
Onto the old chin piece.
Chin there. He said, it's worked many times now. Has never fallen off.
Is it actually just zip tied on?
Yeah, what camera's that?
I don't know which one it is. It's
some action cams. Cool.
The thing is, it sometimes it's as simple as a zip tie, isn't it?
Yep. Lightning. Yeah. It's a storm.
We keep getting a bit of lightning here. It's good. What do you think of that one? Hack or bodge?
That's a bodge.
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 They scare me, cameras, there a little bit.
Why?
Well, just if you crash.
Yeah, I suppose. It's more to smack back into your face. You're in the running for a GMBM race top, though, so well done.
That's pretty good.
Zekareka.
Zekareka.
Like that name. Right, Keith. Oh, my God, Blake's excited. Okay, a shotgun seat on my old hardtail with a bike clamp for the balance bike when my boy gets tired, shredding on his
own. That's cool, isn't it? Because then you can go out and then he's like, oh, Dad, I'm tired. Let's take him home.
Exactly.
You are well into that sort of thing,
aren't you? I flipping love that. My boy's growing up. I've actually built an e-cargo. If you haven't seen it, it's on GMBN. That is the way. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, yeah, it's very good. It's very good. That is it at the moment for our Hacks and Bodges this week. So I want to go to Hounds and Beagles.
Hounds and Bodges.
Hounds and Beagles in a second. You guys have got to pick a winner out of those two for the GMBM race stop. So Zekareka or Keith Zielinski. It's Keith.
It's Keith. You gave me a Keith.
Yeah, well done, Keith. You've just won yourself a GMBM race top, maybe the most popular win ever. Get in contact on our email. You can find out on the website. We'll get that race top out to you.
Hey, I'm going to throw in a special one.
Yeah, what?
We're going to get a small one for the little man. Almost. Even if it's a T-shirt.
Two tops?
Did he give away two tops?
I think he's given away two tops.
You can't give Dad and not your little man.
Yeah, you know, you just bought that top.
Doesn't matter. There you go.
Blake just bought you a top. Nice.
Wow.
Well done, Keith. Keith!
Bloody brilliant.
let's get into Hounds and Beagles, right, because I've got to send out a very important message to all of my trail dog crew.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. This is important.
Oh, my God. I've made a massive mistake, right? Like, last 2 weeks, I've been asking you to send me your trail dogs, and you've sent me some
amazing ones.
Brilliant trail dogs, right? But I didn't realise the uploader doesn't take, because we're like a, you know, legit
GDPR,
company.
GDPR, isn't it?
We don't just take your email.
No, we can't.
I didn't know that. I didn't know this technicality, right? So, here's the bad news. I need you to resend them. Okay?
All of them.
If you want to be in the trail dog video and you've already sent me your trail dog, you're going to have to resend it, right? Wait, I'm going to tell you where to in a minute. But I also am asking for other uploaders here, right? If you've got a trail dog, you think he could be a star, she could be the greatest trail dog ever, then we need to see video or photo proof. Send it. You wait for this.
This is brilliant.
Send it on email to...
Email?
dogs@gmbn.com.
Whoa! Can I send mine then?
If you want.
I'm going to send mine then.
Oh, you've got a little puppy, yes.
I have got
a puppy. Dalmatian puppy. dogs@gmbn.com. That is where you send your trail dogs. Photos and videos, little stories. Tell us all about it. And we will be able to get back in contact then if we think you'd be perfect for our trail dog video.
Sorry,
I'm sorry for the screw up. It's my fault.
What was that email again?
It's dogs@gmbn.com.
Nice.
With an S.
That won't get old, will it? Dogs. D-O-G-S.
As opposed to what?
Zed.
So we have actually got, to give you inspiration, a couple of hounds and beagles to talk about this week. First one from Adam Fogarasi.
Is that the dog's name?
Are they actually hounds goggles?
I think they are hounds.
They look very rounded, don't they?
This is Freya.
Unless you had a big schnoz.
Little cocker trail dog. They absolutely look like they're proper.
They are proper dog
goggles.
Yeah,
trail.
Oh my God.
We are running with it.
So good.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Well, Freya, you're a beauty.
I like that.
And yeah, she's been trained since she was a puppy.
Jamloam.
Next up, we've got Jamloam, who has sent us in Beaver, looking very happy next to the bike.
A cockapoo.
Can't wait to get out on the trails.
Cockapoo.
Her three favourite things are food, trail dogging, and chilling with her
heels. Yeah, look at the spot there, the GMBN hoodie.
Top.
The adventure hoodie, that one.
I've got,
good.
I got the tea version of that
nice.
One.
Nice.
Yes.
Great. Love to see your hounds
and
beagles.
Those are good ones.
So send them in to...
dogs@gmbn.com.
Yes.
With an S.
New boys. I don't know. Okay, let's look at some things we like this week. Now, I just want to put a little caveat on this.
Oh.
Right? Toff chose a few of these.
Okay.
Right.
So they're going to be sick.
First one is Chaos Seagrave.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
good.
Sending it. No, looking unbelievable.
Oh my gosh, dude. How can he lay down that three on that big jump, man?
But that is such. That is such a Toff upload.
Wow.
Like that. Well done, Chaos.
Very nice.
Next up, we've got. A little bit of content made by Bingers himself. Yeah. Talk about hardtail.
Look at this.
This is a long
scaffold tail.
This is a long tail.
Bridge tail. Bridge tail.
I think the back end looks like that bit that James Bond runs up at the start of.
Oh, he does, yeah.
Yeah, Casino Royale.
Scaffolding.
Yeah, the crane.
Yeah, it's like a big crane thing.
Oh,
yeah,
he runs up the crane.
Yeah,
he runs up a crane.
I made a crane.
A crane bike. But, I mean, what amount of work. Are you actually riding that much?
I am, yeah. I took the little dudes out.
Oh, you've added that little rail.
I made a rail because I didn't have time to do it in the video. I made a little guard handrail, like, so they don't fall off.
Yeah. Nice one.
Yeah.
Next up, couldn't be more of a Toff choice, this one. Hugo Frixleton.
Oh, look at that. Did he just tap the top of that car? The windscreen.
Yeah, and it's back tire, like back tire slide.
Dude, imagine he cracked his front windscreen. That'd be scary, dog.
So nice. That's great, actually.
Nah, dude.
Right, moving into this one, great little bit of riding. This, another Toff choice.
Isn't this Hardline in Tassie?
No.
Yeah, Natural Selection. This is so...
No, this isn't Hardline.
What's that,
this
then?
Is Natural Selection in Tassie.
It's
very
close.
Cool. Toff's loving it. Like that a lot. Matt Bates doing a bit of riding there.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Who's that, next Matt one, right? I like this a lot. I wanted to miss shove you in on this
this
one.
Just says massive crash.
Yeah, watch this.
Oh my god. Is this cross country?
Watch these guys go down, man. Watch this.
Dude. Oh.
Nacho Gallo here.
Oh!
Wait.
Okay,
wow.
So.
Oh,
ready?
Dude.
Ready? You think that's the worst bit? Nope.
Oh no.
There's a fence there, dude.
Oh my god.
This is how he dies today.
When XC goes wrong, it goes wrong big, doesn't it?
He's still down in the background.
Yeah.
As well.
I wouldn't be doing that, man.
He's like, today I should have worn my red kit.
I would not be doing that,
big,
man.
Big crash. Fuck, big crash. Liked it, though. Liked seeing it. next up, love this. When are we going to get a version of this for our MTBs? Look at this thing. It's like a digital handlebar.
Oh, wow.
Like with a flight deck on the front of it.
Holy crap.
What kind of, is that for an e-bike, I presume?
No. Some roadie bike, I guess.
The Dickens, does it?
Look at that, man.
Is it connected to your...
Is that your playlist on your right-hand side?
Yeah. It's basically CarPlay.
It's CarPlay.
CarPlay like that on your handlebars.
Love it. I was called flight deck. Sick.
Smart eyes, seamless. It must connect to your phone, surely.
It's brilliant.
Now
I love
that
it.
Is...
Look at the raw carpet.
It's got
as
little
well.
Maps on it and everything. Some things we like this week. So I hope you enjoy those links. And if there's some things you like, then maybe let us know. Right, it's time to do the caption contest.
Caption contest.
No, we don't sing that bit. Right, caption contest, last week's photo.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it was Steve by his little doggy bowl.
Or having a poo.
He might be having a poo by the doggy bowl. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah,
you really never know with him, Steve.
We've got some very good captions for this. We are going to be giving a stunt mug. Not this trash one here.
A real
stunt mug will be sent out to the winner. First one from Felix Plays 455. He says, when the payments for the bike you just bought are higher than your income and you have to eat free dog food to compensate.
Do you think
anyone's tried that hard to get a bike?
Yeah, probably. I reckon there is.
Yep.
Some people go nuts for their bikes.
They do.
They really do.
I did when I was younger.
Like, you've gone nuts for
You might
for
just
helmet.
Say, they're barking mad.
Wow. I'll never do jokes again. Never.
You can stop laughing, Matthew.
Next up. Duty. Next up, Sepster58 says, Steve auditioning for Martin's new trail dog video. Yeah.
Wow. Well, wait, is he Steve? The dog?
Yeah, he's the dog. He's upstairs today. You've seen
he
him.
Is, yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's good.
Go on, Rich. You can do this next
one.
Matt Action Variant.
Steve Jones overhears Martin and Blake planning to stick him on an AliExpress cross-country bike.
That's a great
Watch
idea.
Out, the build's coming.
There is a build coming.
There's one planned. I've got one on
What about downhill?
Hey,
watch this space as well, Blake. Slope style. That's all yours.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
That has given me the idea of, like, buying AliExpress bike for someone else is pretty cool, isn't it? That's hilarious.
Well, that's what we did at the Stag.
Yeah. Oh, we've got one from Cornish Cactus. Poor Steve hasn't been told he's a good boy in a while since Neil joined the NBN. He's getting a bit desperate for attention and a good ear scratch. There you go, Lever.
Still not going to say good job. Good job.
Good job. Steve's always doing it.
Oh, I like that one.
Great. Last one.
That was the last one.
Let's pick a winner then and give a stunt mug to. Which one do you think? Can't give it to Cornish Cactus.
No. We just have the whole collection.
I think they stopped sending them to him.
Really?
I think so.
I like the first one.
Okay, Felix plays 455. You have won yourself a stunt mug. Congratulations. Get in touch on the contact page on the email and or in the description down below. We will get that out to you. Fantastic. Right, here's this week's caption contest photo. It's Blake. And how are you lifting, Connor from GCN?
Oh, no, I've been doing my squats. That's Connor from GCN. He's 6'6". Well, 6'7".
He's more than 6'6".
He's huge. And I'm the shortest and he's the tallest.
Yeah, and I'm guessing this is at old Hank's wedding.
Hank's wedding.
So give us a caption for that. Two very smartly dressed cyclists getting pretty close up and personal. Over to you.
Prosecco, that
is. In the comment section down below, you can win yourself a stunt mug next week. Right, it's time for the bike vault this week. Blake, you've got the bell, so you're in charge. We just completed our house. They've got the keys.
Hey!
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Is that the prize on today's bike vault?
No.
That's very kind of you.
Matt Rogers says, look at this. He's got this. What's that? A Radley.
Yeah. It's a Radley.
Yeah.
Radler.
Nuke-proof wheels, shortened X Fusion, 150 mil, Trace 36s, SRAM, 1x11. Very nice.
They are a really good fit. If you shop around, I think that's super nice, purely for like how he's managed to do it.
It cost him £250 for the whole build.
That's well done.
Very, very good.
That's very good.
This is a hardtail edition of the bike vault.
Oh, makes sense.
Next up, we've got Craig McBeath.
Another Radley.
What is this? A Radley?
I'm going to say super nice. I do like the purple.
I think that was soon. I think he gave that soon. I haven't really concentrated on the bike.
It's on the Scottish borders. Look at this. Beautiful.
It's a great shot.
Yeah, very nice.
I just want to point out that Blake gave a super nice then and the pedals are not 3 o'clock. Just when you moan next time.
Yeah.
Right, next one up.
Oh.
Gibby.
It's a fat bike and it's in the snow. I love it. No, you said I'm in charge.
No, you're not having the bell again.
I'm in charge. Richard,
right, Gibby Kerwin has got a super nice.
That's well nice. Yes. Oh my God, that's lush.
Love the specialised fat bike.
It's a cool shot.
It is a cool shot.
Beautiful.
I like all the
stuff. Come on, another one. Marn Ashton can stop saying fat bikes don't get used properly the Bavarian forest. Super nice. Look at it. And it actually specifies your name there.
Well done. Martin
Ashton.
Well
done. Even spelt right. Super nice, please.
Next up. Anthony Falvey.
Is this the last one?
Because it's a hardtail with drop bars, and I feel like that is a gravel bike. The ultimate best.
Are you all right?
No. I feel like you're like a Tupperware salesman that like they've spent ages trying to sell Tupperware. No one really wants it or cares about it. Some people kind of need it and like it.
Until Tupperware.
But you're so committed into it now that you've still got to sell it.
Then Tupperware hit freaking roof,
Matt,
and went through the roof.
You like this guy.
You're friends with him.
That's one of your friends.
Can you super nice that for
me? So moving on, what's next?
You got super nice.
Super nice. It ran.
Next up, Sinisi.
Yeah, that is. Now I need the bell back.
That is super nice.
Sinisi. Kvarte. I think the
bike
name
was
is.
Built last
yeah, sorry for pronouncing that wrong. It's a very cool shot. Very cool bike.
Kashima. It's the Tannels. That's a super nice, isn't it, boys?
It's as super nice as it gets.
What bike is it?
He suffered some injury then.
Bike was a feature on Kona. Oh, so it's a Kona of some description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. That's cool. That's super a good picture as well, to be fair.
Next. No, this guy.
Next up, Drew Preston.
I'm not ringing it. It's got Drew flipping Preston. Hands. It's got gloves on it.
No, because look at the state of the weather he's riding in. Now, that is clever.
Yeah, he's got his great big mitts. Do you want to ring the bell for
us? Yes, please. Okay. It's a Marin.
Well done, Dre. You've got yourself a souvenir. Endurance Goliath has sent in his 2023 Specialized. I mean, what a trials training ground.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Look, it's beautiful.
I mean, for the trials training ground, I'm giving it a super.
The bike model's really gone all over the place.
Sorry, it's a great hardtail. Great round.
Nice.
Thank you for sending them in. We were all over the place there.
Fun show.
That was an emotional roller coaster.
Hey, in the comments down below, tell us your hardtail stories. If you haven't got one now, I bet you started on one originally, probably. Let us know about that. And of course, get involved with the uploader, GMBN. Linked in the description down below. But from me and these two lunatics, go on, Rich.
Have you seen his beard? Look at his beard.
Don't do that. Don't.
Look at his beard.
From these two idiots and me, we'll see you next week.
See ya.
See ya.